The matrix, the depopulation matrix, is designed to be activated by a 9/11 style false flag state terror attack against a major urban center in the U.S., possibly using nuclear, biological weapons, or advanced exotic weapons such as directed energy weapons, which I think Dr. Wood has done a magnificent job of, you know, really holding her space and bringing us to this. You may recall that in January of 2001, because this is all in plain sight, FEMA issued the following bulletin. They said, oh, we're prepared. There's going to be a terror attack in New York. There's going to be a devastating hurricane in New Orleans. And there's going to be a cataclysmic earthquake, probably on the San Andreas Fault. That's the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Well, we've had the terror attack in New York through the false flag operation using most plausibly directed energy weapons of some sort. Okay? We've had the Hurricane Katrina false flag operation using most plausibly directed energy weapons or HAARP to teleguide the hurricane right into New Orleans, where my grandparents were married in the St. Louis Cathedral, and my family goes back to the 17th century. Okay? Boom! I mean, I went to school in New Orleans. You don't have electricity there now. And Blackwater walks the streets.
And shoots anyone they want to.
Yeah. It's not the United States anymore. 9/11 is a war crime and constitutes genocide, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the crime of aggression. First of all, I'd like to congratulate again Dr. Judy Wood, because I think she's proved prima facie that 9/11 by itself tonight was a crime against humanity through the use of an advanced exotic weapon. Okay? I believe that Dr. Judy Wood and the evidence that she has presented here would be a worthy witness at an international citizens' war crimes tribunal. So this is going forward.